You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's primary election is Tuesday, May 18th. Important local races from judgeships to school board seats are on the ballot. Many in the state say the polarization of the 2020 election is affecting these states and municipal contests. From the presidential race to opinions about COVID and racial justice, it becomes harder to separate national and local politics. As a part of our America Amplified series, we have this snapshot of what's motivating some primary voters across Pennsylvania.
My name is Tira Arrington. I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm 28 years old and I'm a registered Democrat. I think that, you know, what's going on a national level is just kind of opening the eyes of people in the community, like on the local level, to say, okay, you know, we need to focus on the people that are impacting our day-to-day experiences. Because I think a lot of underserved communities, predominantly Black communities, would say that on a national level, we don't really get to see much change. Would that pertain to marijuana and things like that, like possession charges? We need to start having just officials that are able to look at those situations and really make sure that the punishment is equal.
My name is Linda Good. I live in Cornwall Borough, part of Lebanon County. I'm 71 years old and I'm a registered Republican. Some school boards and certainly the teachers union have made things much more miserable for their students and the teachers both with their extremely restrictive rules about in-person learning and so on and so forth. Something I'm always cautious about is making sure that the people elected to the school boards don't have other ties to the school. So in other words, I come from Illinois, and what was very common in Illinois was the school boards were composed of the spouses of teachers, which was a conflict of interest to me because the school board was now making decisions that were in favor of the employees of the school, not the kids.
My name is Jody McGow. I live in Palmyra. I'm 41 years old and I am a registered Republican. The pandemic has definitely opened my eyes to the school board and the elections and the politics of what's going on in my community. When I saw the list of things that the district would have to cut in order to not raise taxes, in order to maintain the budget. And that list horrified me. There were a couple of school board members who were adamantly, nope, not raising taxes. You know, we have elderly, we have people with fixed income. We're not even going to consider a discussion. We're not willing to compromise. So that that rubbed me the wrong way. I think this mentality of, you know, I hate to be crass, but, you know, F this, we're doing it this way. I feel like Trump had a lot to do with.
Okay, I'm Mary Nagami. I live in Perkasie, Pennsylvania. Last summer, we had some school board members be involved with tweeting that they didn't believe in systemic racism. So more out there theories. One of our school board members in the Penridge School District went to the January 6th Capitol riots. So there's definitely a faction that supports her no matter what. Her and the people she's now pushing forward to be on the school board, because we have 4 open seats coming up, definitely post QAnon theories on their Facebook pages and their Twitter. They don't believe in systemic racism. They want no restrictions on guns. So things that seem very strange thinking for school board members, but also not something I want in our schools.
My name is Dustin Brace. I live in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. I am 33 years old and I'm a registered Democrat. I will vote in primaries. I vote in every election, but I haven't heard that much. I've heard more about the bigger races that are further down the road than the the primaries that are coming up.
That story was produced by reporter Alana Elder for our America Amplified project with contributions by Laura Benshoff and Katie Meyer. For more information and voter guides about the May 18th primary election, visit whyy.org.